I'm terrible out of sorts tonight. God, it's too quiet. You see, I thrives on excitement, and I can't stand it when there ain't none. I'm a-sittin' out here on a big rock fishin'. Well, good catch, though. Oh, but I'm too generous. Each one I gets, I throws it out there to Trubet. He's my pet whale. Been hanging around all week, and he's starved. I knows when he's up to something, like a shipwreck, maybe. Oh, I look through my telescope. Aha! There's a ship rising out of the fog. Yes, it's the Silver Queen. Oh, ain't she a beautiful thing, delightful. Trim and steady, her graceful bows are dipping slow curtsies to the great ground swells that heave drunkenly toward her out of the night. Yes, oh, look at the slender curve of her stern, like the stylish bustle of a beautiful lady sauntering snobbishly down a misty boulevard. There's a lot of laughter and gay joking going on as the carefree passengers dance to the lilting strain of the ship's orchestra. Yes, yes, whilst the graceful craft knifes easy through the fog, a monster shape comes rising up out of the deep, taking form off the starboard bow. Oh, 190 long tons of blubber, sinew, and muscle. His little pig eyes glitter like stars, and he splashes soft o'er the surface, pacing the ship quiet and effortless, like a gliding submarine stalking a convoy. Yes, oh, yes, a mighty snorting locomotive o'er the deep. That's right, Trubet. Wait a bit whilst the craft gets into the proper position. Yes, wait until you can hit it direct amidships. He's moving in now. Faster, faster. Going into a ram. Goody, 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 there he goes. Oh, look, he cracked her right down the middle like a Christmas walnut, opening up a great gap in her side. Oh, there sparks the radio man, sounding out a frantic SOS on the wireless in the radio room. He's wild with panic. Yes, panic is broke loose among the passengers, and they're a-jumping overboard. Hear the screams of the women and children as the sailors try to launch the lifeboats. She's listing so bad now that they can't get him off their cranes. Oh, yes, the ship is sinking. Sinking. Joining all the clammy crew in Davy Jones' ghastly locker. Screaming and a-floundering passengers dotting up the sea everywhere. Trubet's amused, taking it all in, calm as a pudding. Don't get any of them passengers caught in your teeth, Trubet. Look, Trubet, there's fat Mrs. Honeycutt, a-gasping and a-puffing in the brine. She's got her fist chopped full of money and jewels she saved before the ship went down. Oh! She'll make a luscious tidbit to gum on whilst you're looking for more. There's the ship's cook swimming like lady. Oh, let him go. He cooks good victuals. And there's a thin, scrawny fella. You can eat him for bones to chew on. There's the coast guard. Dive in quick, Trubet. They got their guns on you. Oh, yes, but Trubet will be back. He's too smart for them. Yes. Oh, I guess I better go in now. It's getting cold and clammy out here. Yes, 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 I know, Mephisto. I got to go upstairs to tend my light, I know. Oh, it was an exciting time after all. I feel fine now.